The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, at the end of last week, the Revenue Commission has sent correspondence to an estimated 420,000 people. COVID-related tax bills. Nora Collender, professional tax leader at Chartered Accountants Ireland. Can you explain what's happening, please, in relation to the pandemic unemployment payment and temporary wage subsidy scheme and tax arising from those payments?
Hi, Matt. Well, the temporary wage subsidy scheme was a payment that was made between March and August last year. And it was paid by the employer to the employee, but it wasn't taxed as normal payments are between an employer and employee, in that the payment wasn't subject to tax in real time through the PAYE system. So the notifications that issued to employees on Friday would have been setting out the tax that is now due on the temporary wage subsidy scheme. And the pandemic unemployment payment, that was a social welfare payment, and by its nature, it's not in the tax system at the time it's being paid, and the revenue are now collecting the tax due on that payment. And the main message is that both the tax on the PUP and the TWSS will be collected from 2022 over 4 years through the PAYE system.
Okay, but let's start with the PUP and then we'll go back to the temporary wage supplement. Would you accumulate enough money under the PUP over the course of the year to fall into the tax net?
It's very much down to the individual. You see, people could have been coming on and off the PUP as businesses opened and closed with all the various lockdowns and the government restrictions. So you could have people that were on the PUP for a particular period of time and then maybe worked over the summer and were back again then on the PUP, and as they are, unfortunately, a lot of people at the moment find themselves in that situation. So when you add the PUP with the individual's income that they would have earned through their normal employment, then they could be in a situation where they have underpaid tax. Now,
it's a cumulative total for the year, so calculated at the end of the year.
And exactly.
If you're over the amount, your tax-free income for the year, because it hadn't been collected on the weeks you were getting the PUP, it gets collected, well, not now, but sometime next year.
Exactly. So let's say for a single person, if you earn over 16,500, then you're going to be subject to tax, or income tax at least anyway. So 16,500 is the figure. So, but it's quite possible that you could have had PUP payments and then your income for when you were back on your feet and working over the year in 2020. That would have pushed you into a situation now where you have a tax liability.
Okay, now tell me about the temporary wage subsidy scheme, because if people were getting that, I mean, it was their employer who got it. The employer passed on the money. Does that mean that at the time when people were getting that as part of their wage payments, untaxed, is that what was happening, when it probably should have been taxed? So they were getting more money per week than they would have got if they were working without the subsidy.
Exactly. That was the objective. It was an emergency measure that was introduced. It was supposed to run for 12 weeks. Nobody could have foreseen at the very start that we'd still be in this situation now. And the objective was to not tax it through the PAYE system and to get as much cash into the hands of workers to give them the incentive, you know, that they could live while the lockdown was going on between last March and May. So that was the objective. Now, it did run on much longer than anybody anticipated, and the tax liability, of course, now is falling due. And it's the same issue with the recipients of the TWSS. Those individuals were working and they would have been receiving payments, or a lot of people would have been receiving top-up payments from their employer, and which was subject to tax, but that was also eating into credits that would be available to reduce the tax on the TWSS. So when you add up the TWSS payment plus the normal salary that the worker was paid, that could well be pushing them into a situation where they owe tax now.
And Nora Collender, just to finish, from Chartered Accountants Ireland with you, how much money does the revenue feel that it has to seek in unpaid tax from people?
It is a figure that the revenue have been setting out, and they have written to submitted details to every taxpayer in the country 2.3 million individuals would have got preliminary end of year statements from the revenue last Friday. And that sets out what the liability is due, if indeed you have a liability. There are 290,000 people who have refunds due to them as well. So that's important just to highlight. But the actual liability that the individuals do owe as a result of the TWSS and the PUP are set out on their preliminary end of year statement.
But in total, apparently,
system.
In total, apparently, it's 458 million the revenue is seeking to get back.
Yes, there's a balancing payment of 22 million. When you take off the refunds that are due by taxpayers and the amount of tax that is going to be have to be repaid now, there's a balancing figure of 22 million.
Okay, Nora Callender, thank you very much for joining us. Chad Nash, Labour Party spokesman on finance, public expenditure and reform. You've called for people to be forgiven these tax bills. Why?
Well, firstly, could I say, Matt, this actually was a really good scheme. It's made a really big impact on the economy and the livelihoods of people who might have otherwise have lost their jobs. And we know that when somebody loses their job in a crisis like this, that it can be very difficult to recreate that job. So I think government has done a really good job working with employers and the trade unions to devise a scheme pretty much overnight that protected, to a large extent, the incomes of workers who were very adversely affected by not just the first lockdown, but by subsequent lockdowns as well. And we know as well, because that scheme was brought in at the end of August, and now we've got the EWSS, which is actually taxed at source. So we know, and Nora said it out there, we've got about 450 million euros owed. That's legitimately owed. EWSS was always going to be taxed. But my concern is this, that the vast majority of workers who are actually on that scheme have seen a huge drop in their incomes. Why is that the case? It's because no duty or obligation was placed on employers, and many couldn't, to top up the subsidies that the state were paying from the end of March right through to August. There was no requirement and no condition attached to that. So we now have a situation where, you know, unlike the US, where the Democrats are writing cheques worth €2,500 to everybody earning under 70,000, we have the revenue commissioners in Ireland asking for these bills to be settled. Now, for a lot of workers, this won't be an issue. About 40% of workers would owe under €200, and about 15% would owe between €500 and €1,000. That's not my point. My point is this, that as a gesture of solidarity, this really difficult time, remember, these are workers in the kinds of sectors of our economy that are still very adversely affected by the financial fallout from the pandemic. To be asked to pay a bill like this is a little much. And what we're saying essentially is that rather than pay this money to revenue, in a year, by the way, when the tax rate only went down by 1.6%, we would prefer to see this used as a form of economic stimulus for households across the country and for local jobs and businesses.
Okay, very briefly, Jed, though, what about the listener who was on earlier saying that he's a pensioner, gets less than these payments and pays tax? Is it fair on other people on lower incomes who do pay tax?
Yeah, well, I understand that argument. We're in a really unique set of circumstances, a set of circumstances that we couldn't have envisaged last year. We've done some really imaginative things this year. The state has, supported by the Labour Party. They haven't always got it right, but some of these interventions, like the wage subsidy scheme that was designed, was really important to keep people at work.
Okay, you've made that point.
But I think, you know, it's about solidarity, but understanding that, you know, we've got significant savings as well from people who have been working at home, people working in the very successful multinational sector, €12 billion in addition to what were in bank accounts last year. The central bank have illustrated that. So, you know, there's an element of our economy doing well, and there's a sector of it that's not. We have a two-tier economic situation at the moment. I think it's time that we support households that have been struggling, and these are the people who are working in sectors that are probably going to be the last to recover, to be frank.
Jed Nash of the Labour Party, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.